Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. This week, Phil finally gets to spraying his winter wheat. Winter wheat, planted in the fall, waits patiently for months under snow, locked into the frozen ground, and then, bathed in spring rain, it begins growing before farmers can even get into their muddy, rutted fields. Farmers like it because it's one less thing to deal with during busy spring seeding. It's already in the ground, and growing for that matter. But so, of course, are the weeds. And cheatgrass, a noxious grass weed, has been rampant this spring.
I think two wet years in a row might have something to do with it. Last spring, I know I had trouble getting in the field at one point, and you know you should be spraying out there, but there was water standing everywhere, and you couldn't get in the fields, and some of that stuff got a little further ahead than I wanted to.
Phil is spraying Beyond Herbicide on his winter wheat to kill the cheatgrass. In order to kill grass weeds in a grass crop, Phil planted herbicide-resistant wheat called Clearfield.
The drawback to using Clearfield is this chemical is a little pricey, but if you have a cheatgrass problem, the benefits of using the chemical over the cheatgrass taking over, you more than get your money back.
It's a technology not without its critics. Clearfield wheat is not genetically modified, GM. In fact, although many field tests have been conducted, no GM wheat is grown commercially. So it's different from the well-known Roundup-resistant corn and soy, whose genetic material, their DNA, has been modified through the introduction of a gene from a different organism. Clearfield wheat is the product of a potentially naturally occurring hybridization process. Skeptics question the ethics and safety of hybridization. Supporters say it's well within the realm of traditional wheat breeding methods used for thousands of years. Phil's not too worried about planting other GM crops like corn. For him, biotechnology isn't harmless for the environment. It's good for it.
I know before when we used to grow silage corn, they used to put these bags of insecticide down, and I've never, ever used that. So the amount of chemical we're actually using is very, very minimal compared to what the old conventional corn was.
So back to wheat. Short of completely changing his farming methods, and he has changed them a lot since his grandfather's day, Phil has no choice but to spray herbicide to kill the cheatgrass that's choking out his crop, one already a liability given the low prices at the elevator.
It's our number one weed that we fight on the farm. I think anybody across the state of Montana or in this region would say that they fight cheatgrass if they have a weed fallow program. But with a lot of the rotations now, I'm actually doing a lot better with it. Some of the acres that are weed fallow are getting sprayed, and some of the acres that have been continuous crop are not being sprayed with Beyond. It's not across the whole farm. I look at field to field to see if it needs it.
Phil started continuous cropping some of his acres 6 years ago. Continuous cropping is growing a different crop variety, wheat, sunflowers, lentils, and so on, season after season, instead of growing only wheat and leaving fields empty, known as fallow, between crops to recover, which has long been the gold standard on the northern plains.
We're getting our weed controls better, so when we're raising sunflowers or safflower or chickpeas, we're able to spray in crop with a grass chemical and kill cheatgrass or any kind of grass that is in the field, and at a very reasonable dollar amount.
He can clean up his weeds and have a crop to sell at the end of every year, not just one every 2 years. Phil's happy with the switchover, but it has been a process.
Trying to figure out what crops work for us here was part of the battle, so we didn't jump in 100%. You know, we would put in a couple hundred acres of a crop here and a couple hundred acres of another crop, and now we kind of know what works best for us.
Next week, Phil and his neighbors walk the irrigation ditch that's their summer lifeline.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.